Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history as reported in a 1940 issue of the Chelan Valley Mirror about the then 84-year-old owner of the Meadow Creek Lodge. He was S.J. Gray. He came here as a young man in 1890 and found fascinating the prospects for industrial success. He established his home in the Uplake region and has remained there, living a full, invigorating life, completely satisfying in its simplicity. Gray recently celebrated his 84th birthday, and he has had 50 years to change his mind about the attractions. But the depths of the waters of Lake Chelan are reflected in his still clear eyes, and his head lifts proudly to the grandeur of the mighty Cascades. Gray first heard of Lake Chelan when he heard some prospectors spinning yarns about the region that was filthy rich. Purely by accident, he ran across an old prospector who didn't know exactly where Lake Chelan was, but recommended that Gray go to Cooley City and continue his inquiries. Gray took the man's advice and went by train to Cooley City, where at that time there were half a dozen houses and one hotel. The proprietor told Gray that he could take his choice of three ways to get to Lake Chelan: ride by cayuse, walk, or hire someone to take you. He obtained a ride with C.E. Little, father of Bob and Ben Little. Gray came here in August with the taste of the dust from Big Bend country still in his mouth. He took a rowboat and went 5 miles up lake, where the coolness of the water and heavily shaded lake shore seemed a paradise. He made his first trip to the head of the lake in 1890 and decided to make his home in a log cabin on Prince Creek. He spent his time prospecting. Always interested in mining, Gray speaks with authority regarding the possibilities in the Lake Chelan region. He owns a number of claims up lake and has learned from experience how to work them. If many of the old-timers had spent half the money and gone deep into the earth by diamond drilling, we should now have a good deal more to show for our labor, he said. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.